This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Morning in progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. We have a short shtickle today. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Mem Ches. We begin Siman Mem Ches. Oymrim Parshas HaTamid. One should say the Parshas HaTamid, Upsuke Karban Shabbos, Oymrim Eitzel Parshas HaTamid. And the Psukim of the Karban for Shabbos, we say near the Parshas HaTamid. It says the Rama, this is an interesting phenomenon, that the Rama is Haggah. Now, it's interesting. Originally, when the Rama published his work, he did not put it on the words of the Mechaber. Meaning, it was on the Mechaber, but it was like the Shach and the Taz, or the Magen Avraham. It wasn't on the page, it was on the side. It didn't say Haggah. It didn't say Haggah, it was a commentary on the side. But then the printers created this. So here you have a phenomenon where he's not commenting on what the Mechaber said. He's sort of commenting on the Koyseres of the heading, Oymrim Parshas HaTamid, Va'oymrim Parshas HaTamid. The first thing you need to do is, you need to say Parshas HaTamid. V'yesh Oymrim Seder Hama'arachav Ribayin Ho'ilamim Atatzi Yisanu. Some say, the Seder Hama'aracha, I think that's Abaye Hava Oymer. Some say that. In other words, that's not an absolute requirement, but some say that. Abai HaMasal Seidem HaRach Mishmad Umar Abalib Da'aba Shal. Some say that. V'ribayin ho'ilamim atat zivisanu. Okay, that follows the a little bit after the Parshas HaTamid. V'miyavshar la'amray, if it's not possible to say it, but Sibor, Yachal la'amray b'vesi, you could say it in your house, V'lachzar Parshas HaTamid levadim at Sibor, and just say again with the Tzibur of the Parshas HaTamid, V'chavim v'pam ha'shniyah k'karbata, and the second time have in mind that you're just reading the Torah. Why do you have to have that in mind? Because since saying karbanis is like you brought it, you can't bring it twice. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, HaTamid, V'hi b'mkoyim ha'kravas karban ha'tamid. That's in lieu of the Parsha, bringing the karban tamid. By the way, of all the karbanis, this one is the most required. One is, almost we could say one is obligated to say Parshas HaTamid. It's practically a chiyav. So if you don't say karbanos, you should say this. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Noagu kol Yisrael v'kavu choiva al atzmam likroi Parshas HaTamid koidma tfila. Even though the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph Siv Tes is mashmit minog. Do you remember that? The Mechaber in Siman Aleph, Sivtes, he says, Yesh Noyagin, to say the Parshas HaTamid. Nevertheless, it's Karoy V'Lechiyov. In the Orchis Yosher, Reb Chaim Kinievsky says it is a Chiyov. Are women Chayiv to say Karbanos? Yes. Okay, for Sfardim, they might not have to say Psukei de Zimra, but they do have to say Karbanos. We had that. We had that in the Bir Halacha yesterday. We on the first line, the Chayavis Loimer, Parshas HaKarbanos, Kamosh Chayavis Betfila. Now the question is, what about before Mincha? There's a Tamid Shel Shachar, there's a Tamid Shel Ben Abayim. So the Rama says in Siman Reish Lamed Dalid, some say that it's a custom. But why was it not as widespread as by Shachris? The Makar Chaim says that because the Navi Yecheskel says that La'asid Lavoi, we won't bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, and therefore it's not the same Chiyav as a Tamid Shel Shachar. You know? Very interesting. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Shekein kiblu chazal. Chazal have a tradition. Shabazman shein beis hamikdash kayam. When the temple is not standing, ve'en yuchem lahakriv karbanos, you can't be my karbanos. Misha oisek behen, one who is involved in them, uva parshi oisehen, and then their parshias mala olav hakosav kilu akrivam. The Torah considers it as if you brought it. Ulekach yesh oimrim gamkin seder hama arachami tamze. Therefore, some say Also, the arrangement of the wood. So there's a tamid, and then beyond that, the abay have masader. Venerally, pasha, demishia de sefer, someone who knows how to learn. Mitzvah lilmoid ba gemara perasham emrazot. It's a mitzvah to learn in the gemara the explanation of this teaching of Abai Hava Masader. V'chein mashano oim b'chol yom inyanei asiyas haktoras. Likewise, what we say every day regarding the making of the ktoras. By the way, the Zayar, the Dershu quote says in Vayakel, the son who says the ktoras will be saved from dvarim ra'im, and we call pegara mehirra midinra umimaves, will not be damaged the whole day. If you're mechavein, kedei sheyavin mashu oimer, you should understand what you're saying. Uvazet techoshev lehamir b'makom ha'haktara. By understanding what you're saying, the recitation will be considered in lieu of the offering. V'chein kasu hasvarim. Likewise, the books tell us the masha amar ha'gemara kol ha'isik b'parshas oila. When the Gemara says anyone who is engaged in the parsha of the oila, it's like he brought in oila. Hakavana, the kavana is shehu misasig lahavin in yaneha, that they're involved in understanding its subject. Lo yamiras hatevos levad, not just saying the words. Kasav haMagen Avram, the Magen Avram writes parshas hakarbanos yomer ba'amida. The parsha comes, you should say standing. Dugmas hakarbanos shay ba'amida. Similar to the way karbanos were brought, which was in a standing position. Look in the Shari Tshuva in the name of many achronim who argues on this. At least for the parshas hatamid, it is appropriate to stand. That they would read it publicly out loud. So at least for the parshas hatamid, one should stand. Rabbi Issa, we're actually going to hold it over here today. Have a good day, everyone. We'll on Monday we'll finish up Siman Mem Ches, and I wish you a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You said yesterday.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.